I'm Jeb Sharp, and this is The World. Ahead, some rock classics that don't sound a bit like the originals. First, though, the answer to today's GeoQuiz. We wanted to know where the new sci-fi movie District 9 was shot. It's a township southwest of Johannesburg that gained notoriety during the apartheid era. The answer is Soweto. Specifically, District 9 was filmed in a district of Soweto called Chiawelo. The movie contains scenes of disturbing poverty, and that poverty is all too real, 15 years after South Africa's first democratic elections. Jeffrey York is Africa Bureau Chief of the Canadian paper The Globe and Mail. He went to Chiawelo to see what residents make of the movie. Welcome. First, let's just hear another quick clip from the movie.
I just want everyone watching this right now to learn from what has happened.
Jeffrey York, what do residents of Chiawelo want people to learn from District 9?
Well, when I went out there a few days ago, I was a bit surprised because I thought they would be embarrassed by this publicity about their neighborhood, showing, you know, the whole world, you know, millions of filmgoers, how terrible the conditions are there. But what I found, in fact, is that they were very happy that this movie had been made because they think now it will force the government of South Africa to pay attention to their plight, and it will embarrass or shame the government to the point that they'll finally be forced to give proper housing to all the people who are still in that very terrible condition in that neighborhood.
And does the movie exaggerate aspects of the neighborhood? I mean, you see characters wearing clothes pieced together with masking tape, using plastic sheeting for windows, steel plates to plug the holes in their shacks. Is that an exaggeration?
Well, I don't know about the masking tape on the clothing, but everything else is an accurate description of what it's like in Chiawelo right now. The conditions in these tin shacks that they're living in are terrible. They have no electricity, no running water. The shacks themselves are tiny. There's holes in their walls that they've plugged with plastic bags. The windows are often broken, or in one case we visited a woman whose window had been smashed by burglars who broke in and stole, you know, the meager possessions that she has. So she covered up the window with a sheet of metal from a beer advertisement, and now her shack is darker and gloomier than ever. So the conditions that are shown in the movie are not really an exaggeration at all. That's what it's really like there.
And did that woman you met, what was her name?
The woman that I'm talking about in this case is Mansi Malatsi.
And what
she's 66 years old. She's been living there for basically since 1981. She's been living in this same squatter camp called Chiawelo.
And was she one of the people who thought this would be a good thing, that the movie depicts the real...
Yeah, everyone I talk to who lives there now are hoping that this movie will be a good thing for them. The people that I talked to were all very, very keen to see it or to get a disc of it or something. I mean, they had watched it being filmed right in front of their eyes. Some of them had even been lucky enough to get small jobs on the movie set. One of them that I talked to had been a guard on screen, actually, in the movie. So they were very keen to see how they looked on the big screen. But at the same time, even more important for them was that they were hoping that this movie would benefit them by embarrassing the government and shedding a spotlight onto the terrible conditions that they're living under.
What do you think about that? Do you think the South African government will be moved by the attention that the movie is shining on Chiawelo?
Yeah, I think it will. And in fact, it does seem that over the past few months, even the fact that it was chosen as the location where this movie would be shot has already embarrassed the government and has already put pressure on them. And some of the residents have been moved away, and quite a few of the shacks have been removed. I mean, it's been such a smash success, and so many millions of people have seen this movie or heard about it now, that it may indeed force the government to pay more attention to the plight of these people.
Reporter Jeffrey York of Canada's Globe and Mail newspaper. The film District 9 is set in Chiawelo in the township of Soweto, South Africa.